USA Radio News with Wendy King.
For the first time, the impeachment inquiry has reached directly into the White House as Democrats subpoenaed officials about contacts with Ukraine and President Trump signaling his administration would not cooperate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says an impeachment is not a time to rejoice, and the business of Congress is to uphold the law.
Not any of us came to Congress to impeach a president. This is a very sad time for our country. It's a very somber time for our country.
The New York Times reports a second whistleblower may come forward. Reporter Michael Schmidt on MSNBC.
This is a person that has more intimate knowledge, is closer to the actual, you know, complaint, what the issue is at the center of the complaint, than the complainant.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
North Korea's chief negotiator says discussions with the U.S. on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broke down. He said it's because the U.S. is being inflexible and won't give up its old viewpoint and attitude. Washington disagrees with that assessment. The State Department says the two sides actually had good discussions in Stockholm that it intends to build on. These talks are the first between the U.S. and North Korea since the February breakdown of the second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. North Korea has since resumed missile testing. Red tide has returned to Florida, and it's killing wildlife.
Scientists at the Florida Fish and Wildlife Research Institute say that samples taken from the waters off the shores of Collier County found high concentrations of toxic algae, and they also received reports of dead fish and cases of respiratory irritation. I'm John Pop.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that over 1,000 confirmed cases of illnesses related to vaping have been reported in the United States. The CDC said at least 18 deaths have been confirmed in 15 states, and Connecticut has just reported another one. More deaths remain under investigation. The first illnesses occurred in late March. Recently, 200 or more cases have been reported each week. Only Alaska and New Hampshire have yet to report cases. Doctors say the illnesses resemble an inhalation injury. Symptoms include severe shortness of breath, fatigue, and chest pain. The September unemployment rate is the lowest since December 1969. John Clements reports.
The jobless rate of 3.5% during September reflects the unemployment rate at its lowest in 50 years. Alani Kara-George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The unemployment rate declined to 3.5% in September, the lowest since December 1969. Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 136,000. Employment in healthcare and in professional and business services continued to trend up.
There were also revisions during the previous 2 months as August rose sharply from 130,000 to 168,000, while the rate for July also increased for a net gain of 45,000. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.